Earlier we heard the gospel story from John 20, where due to an appearance by Jesus, the disciples' fear and foreboding were replaced with peace and a living hope, culminating in Thomas's strong affirmation of faith, "My Lord and my God." And now we heard the writer of 1 Peter proclaim that resurrection ushers in hope. I took a key phrase from that text. By God's great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And I sent that phrase out to 8 persons, asking each one to look at their own lives and circumstances right now, or look at the world around them as it is right now, and tell us where they see signs of living hope and resurrection. And these are the responses I got.
If resurrection is coming to life after dying, and living hope is hopeful living, I personally see signs of resurrection and living hope in 1, having the time to more deeply meditate, pray, and contemplate my relationship with God. Spending more time in these practices has significantly grown my awareness of how much God loves me and every single person on this planet. 2, talking with friends and family and students and questioning together, what is the meaning of what we are going through? And verbalizing and externalizing our griefs together so that we don't feel so alone and so that we aren't alone. 3, learning to know and understand myself better through studying the Enneagram. 4, having more frequent contact, conversations, and connection with my spouse and my children. 5, doing yoga more often. 6, reflecting on the simple things I'm grateful for in this present moment. A sweet and creamy cup of coffee, friendships, and so many people working hard to do their part to flatten the curve. 7, which is last but not least, dwelling on the fact that nothing can separate us from the love of God, nothing at all, including COVID-19.
A small virus has brought our world to its knees, and yet, here we are in this foreboding time, positing about resurrection and hope. Resurrection suggests a rising from the dead to new life, but I will use it in an experiential sense of renewal from loss. For the past year, I've been enjoying our local Dance for Parkinson's group, which meets at JMU most Saturdays. Dance for PD is a worldwide organization based in Brooklyn, New York, and allows persons with all levels of Parkinson's to enjoy a time of creative movement. It has been for me a refreshing time to exercise, work on issues of coordination and balance, and to experience community in an accepting environment. It was a huge personal loss for me when we could no longer dance because of COVID-19. You can imagine my delight when I discovered that the Brooklyn Dance Studio was sharing daily live dance sessions via Zoom. I am now dancing almost daily with persons from all over the US, from Ireland, Scotland, and South Africa. I am refreshed, renewed, and grateful. COVID-19 is forcing us to embrace a new normal, and it may change forever how we relate and value our common experience in a worldwide community.
Most mornings these days, I awake to darkness that is still clutching the sky as I try to orient myself to reality. Before I rise, I can hear the songs of birds that are piercing the darkness and greeting the morning. Their songs seem to surround us here in Mount Clinton, where Jean and I are hunkered down. I open the windows, I receive with gratitude my morning cup of coffee, and I spend a while watching goldfinches playing in this redbud tree, which is outside our window. Here is beauty. And here is hope that rises on the pale purple and pink streaks of the dawn that pulses to the tips of the branches sprung from the broken stump of a peach tree, their brilliant blossoms reaching toward the sky. There are peonies, irises, bleeding hearts, Lenten roses, rhubarb, asparagus, mint, and strawberries, and they all rise. They all push through the darkness into the light. The earth is God's playground. The earth is our home. Thanks be to God.
I am the resurrection and life, Jesus said to Martha as they were grieving over the death of Lazarus. Jesus said to the people around him, unbind him, take the grave clothing off of him, let him go free. That's the message of resurrection, freedom. Did you stop to think about the beauty of the spring colors, the green grass, the green trees, the flowers, the beautiful mountains? All of that is resurrection, Jesus giving life to his creation. We now are in the midst of a very troubling virus that has many people frightened, living with fear and some with anger and disbelief. But yet, in that, Jesus calls us to offer resurrection and hope. Hope is really the core of the resurrection message. I have experienced resurrection, as I am sure you have. A few years ago, with following a rather tedious heart procedure, I almost failed to pull through. In that experience, I heard the words of Jesus coming to me very clearly. Merle, you are my child. I am with you. I am holding you in my hands, and I will never let you go. May we be blessed with the message of hope, the message that says we are in God's hands. He will not leave us nor forsake us. Hope is the answer in our resurrection. God bless you.
I'm sitting in my office where I write and work on my digital photos. In the guest room right next to me, Neva is busy sewing more masks for family, friends, members of our congregation, local businesses, medical offices, and nonprofits like Open Doors. She has sewn over 300 so far. The steady, satisfying hum of her sewing machine brings a smile to my face because I know Neva is not alone. That reassuring sound is being replicated by hundreds, perhaps even thousands of others who are also making and donating masks for people in the COVID-19 crisis locally, nationally, and around the globe. In these simple acts of using our gifts to sew masks for others to be safe, I see and hear the living hope of our resurrected Christ. It is a most practical and useful example of sharing his love, grace, and mercy.
I am a physician in family practice, not so much in the front lines of the acute care of the COVID-19 pandemic, but more in a supportive role, providing primary care for patients in the midst of troubles and uncertainties. Primary care has changed in so many ways in such a short period of time. The simple handshake that was once the norm has become a quaint and distant memory. Physical exam and contact with patients is not currently a part of an appropriate clinical encounter. We are navigating the new landscape of primary care with telemedicine and video conferencing. This pandemic has exposed many uncertainties, including the underbelly of the fabric and core of our society with its now more obvious inequalities. We have seen unresponsive systems most intent on laying and avoiding blame. Social distancing, with its risk of isolation and social starvation, has been the best hope for containment. Is our health system fulfilling its role of bringing hope and healing, or serving to further enhance these inequalities? This pandemic has also unleashed untold grief and suffering. I have heard the term deaths of despair. What a stark characterization of our suffering. Our cities, hospitals, nursing homes are groaning with the weight of intense sickness, death, and grief. In the trajectory of the pandemic, to use the analogy of the Passion season, it is still Good Friday. The sounds of the mallet driving home the nails is ringing in our ears. The cries and groans from our city streets are still echoing through Brooklyn, Wuhan, Seattle, Detroit, Manhattan, and Milan, even to the streets of Harrisonburg. We are still burying our dead in trenches. So where is the hope? I find hope in my colleagues who are providing acute care in the face of tremendous personal risk and sacrifice in our ERs and ICUs. I find hope in the groans of our cities. Shouts of supplication and support echo from the rooftops. I find hope in the strength of families and communities that are suffering tremendous grief, unemployment, and separation during unspeakable pain and sickness. I find hope in the brief words of gratitude that I hear from my patients. I also experience hope each time I don the cloth face mask that Barbara sewed for me from the African fabric of distant Chad. Thank you, Barbara. I see hope in the innocent faces of our grandchildren on Zoom. And perhaps most of all, I see hope in new conversations that will bring us toward a more equitable and inclusive society. So, although we are still experiencing Good Friday, with its intense grief and pain, I look forward with anticipation to the hope of resurrection and Easter once again.
I'll be honest about how I'm feeling these days. I have trouble seeing signs of hope in the midst of our new COVID reality. The disruption impacts every aspect of life, increased stress at work, vulnerability, and uncertainties of all kinds. Deep sadness for our kids who are denied critical life milestones that they've looked forward to for years. Isolation from relationship and community. I struggle to see hope in this. As an ICU nurse, I'm grateful and moved, sometimes to tears, for the ways our community, both large and small, supports us. I'm hopeful that this dramatic forced change in our society will give birth to positive long-term changes in how we do medicine, how we care for each other, how we care for the earth. But day to day, it's hard to see the positive impact of this, the signs of new life and hope. Perhaps the only thing that fills that gap is faith. It's unseen to the eye, powerful, and has the ability to change and shape us, like COVID. Unlike COVID, faith is anchored in hope, I suppose, that something good is yet to come, new growth that I cannot yet see. I'm working on it.
With COVID-19, there's been pretty radical changes in everyone's daily rhythm. Work, school, social interaction, they all look very different, and in some cases, they've halted altogether. And these changes have been met with very variable reactions. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of anxiety, and there's even some anger in a lot of people. But really, all these changes have created a lot of space in our lives that just wasn't there before. And this is space to be filled with hope. And I really see hope in different businesses offering free services or even changing their services to accommodate the pandemic and make them safe. I see people offering free concerts, sharing their musical gifts for free. And I see intentional interaction between friends and family that live far apart. And even just simple wishes of safety on strangers. And it's really beautiful to see everyone coming together. And even though we can acknowledge that the circumstances aren't ideal. And really, the way our lives have changed, the space that's been created, is serving as a launch pad for this greater movement of hope that's happening in our world.